How many of you make a vow to yourself? You don't raise your hand, just think about this. She's saying, "When I don't understand, but I'll trust you, Lord." We've got to believe and understand that he's got the vantage point that you don't have. We've got like that much little bit of brain power. And he's the infinite God. And how sometimes we get off in thinking that God has to explain himself to me is beyond me. But we all want him to. And sometimes he does in his graciousness. But remember, this is his doing. And we're his creation, not the other way around. And so thank you, Miss Becca, for singing for that. I know you're wondering about that paper. I'm going to have you use it in a little bit. Does everybody have an ink pen or does anybody need one? The guys have one back there. We're going to give you a free Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church pen. We'd like for you to give us $5 as you leave if you want to keep it, but right now we're giving it to you free. So enjoy. This is like a trial, free trial. No, when you get it, take it. We want you to have them, go take them, leave them somewhere, or put them in your purse or pocketbook, and hopefully you men don't have any, but those, put them somewhere. You got your little Buffalo Ridge pen. Take it and keep it. And if you just want one, you maybe have 10 in your purse. Just take one anyways, ladies. You'll need it. Put it down there with the with the torque wrench and your purse, and put it down there with the faucet, the pipe wrench. Put it down there with the baby oil and all the rest of the stuff you might have in there. So, well, I'm going to look at a few verses. I'd like for you to just run reference to me here. They're, most of them are together. One of them's in Psalms, but most of them are in Colossians and Thessalonians and Ephesians. And remember, all the books that end in uns, they're all together. Colossians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, all those together. The first Thessalonians. And then we'll look back at one in Psalm. So I'm going to pray. I'm going to preach on gratitude. Some of you may be thinking, oh, the kids are in here and they're going to squirm around. That's all right. I've done enough squirming in church for all of us, so they won't hurt anything. It's good for us once in a while just to have all of our church family together. And it's good. Let them color or mark on the paper you got. And it's good. Church, it was wonderful to have kids in church. Father, bless us now as we look into your word a little bit. May we be grateful people. And Lord, I do pray that we would could do what the song said just a moment ago. When we don't understand, we'll trust the great I am. Lord, you're working all things for our good. Even in our disciplining, when you have to do that, and you do, that's even because you love us. So, Lord, bless us today. Help us trust you. Give us gratitude, we ask, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we'll certainly thank you for what you do. We'll thank you for what you give. We'll thank you for how you minister to us right now in this moment. In Jesus' name we pray, thank you, and ask for these things. Amen. So, in Colossians chapter 4, verse number 2, the Bible says, continue there, Colossians 4, verse 2. We're going to read there, then we'll look at Colossians 3, then we'll look at 1 Thessalonians and Ephesians. So Colossians 4, verse 2, continue in prayer. He's talking to the people of Colossae here, and watch in the same, watching that prayer, with thanksgiving. So God tells the people of Colossae to do these things, but do them with thanksgiving. You're in Colossians, look at chapter 3, verse 15. Just up just a little bit, probably. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. That's what that song was talking about. Let it rule in your hearts. Let it have control. Now remember that uneasiness is going to want to rule in your heart. Unstableness and I don't know if God's right on this one. All those thoughts are going to want to rule in your heart. But verse number 15 says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you're called in one body, and be ye thankful. You're in Colossians, look at 1 Thessalonians, turn right a couple books. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. If you're looking for 1 Thessalonians, it's right before 2 Thessalonians, so easy to find. Chapter 5, verse 8. Which I'm looking here, I don't think that's the right verse. But let us... 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8, maybe it's 2 Thessalonians. The Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's certainly not 2 Thessalonians chapter 5, because there is no such thing. 5:18. Good thing you came tonight, Nathan. Thank you. What should I say next? It's not even you. You didn't know either, did you? Okay. What'd you say again? 18. Did you do that for Preacher last day too? Help him out like that? Thank you. Okay, 5:18. In everything, give thanks. And that's a hard one right there. Adrian Rogers listed the levels, and I won't get all these right, but this is the gist. There's the first level, people just don't give thanks for anything. Second, when people don't give thanks, they don't complain. They just don't really. Well, the first part, bitter and complained, I should say. The second one really didn't say much of anything. The third group gave thanks when things were good. At least they recognized and realized where the blessings came from. But the fourth and final tier gave thanks in everything, realizing that God doesn't make any mistakes. So in everything, give thanks. And it tells us why. People want to know, I wonder what God's will is for this, that, or the other. Here's one thing you don't have to wonder about, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks. Ephesians chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Let's see if I wrote this one down right. Ephesians 5, 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then you're looking back, you can, to Psalm 92, one place out of the New Testament, back in the Old Testament. Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, easy to find Psalms. Psalm 92. And you could find bukus of verses in Psalms that talk about giving thanks unto the Lord. But Psalm 92:1, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, has made me glad through thy word, through thy work, I will triumph in the works of thy hands. So we ought not let ourselves go into Thanksgiving. 2 days from now, you'll be gathered around, many of you will, with family. We ought not to go into Thanksgiving without being truly thankful. God invites us to thank him, but then he also commands us to be thankful. And so I want you to give just a couple thoughts to these things. Number one, we ought to be thankful for salvation. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We ought to be thankful for salvation. You may be having the roughest year of your life, and some people in our church are. But if you know Christ as your Savior, you ought to go to bed every night, try to wake up every morning thanking him that you've got salvation down deep in your soul. You are saved. And my friend, remember this, that the worst thing that can happen to you on this earth is the best thing that will happen to you, because the worst thing that the world could say could happen is that you would lose your life, and that will be the best thing, because that will be the time that you go and see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. I'm saying this evening that we ought to be thankful for salvation. We've had so many funerals here in the last few years. Many folks have passed, and some in sad situations, even with COVID and not being able to be around their families like they want it to be. And I'm thinking back to times when we were having funerals and we were all distant outside, and I would preach up here and there'd be people 6 feet away from one another out underneath the portico or something. But each of those times, even though they were some of the worst times for those families, those ones that knew the Lord as Savior, we had to got to rejoice and say, praise the Lord. We have to be thankful for salvation. But number two, we ought to be thankful for countless blessings. The Bible says in James, if you're still tooling around back and forth, look in the book of James. You find Hebrews, keep on going to the right just a little bit. It's the next book. If you find 1 and 2 Peter, go left. It's the book before that. But James chapter 1 just is going to show you how many of the good things come from the Lord. Sometimes we wonder, well, from whence did this come? Where did we have this thing that blessed our life? James chapter 1, verse number 17, if you're looking at it there, says, every good and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So every good and every perfect gift is from above. And so I've got to understand that not only should be thankful for the salvation that resides in you, for the time that you got in Christ, born again, but we ought to be thankful also for the countless blessings that God has given us. You've got your paper, right? You've got your free Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church pen. This is like the time in class. Now you've got to take out your papers, students. Take out your number 2 pencil, a.k.a. Buffalo Ridge pen. Get that out. Get in front of your Bible. Get a hymn book in front of you. Now your assignment is take these next few moments to write you a list of things you're thankful for. This is just for you. Write you a list of some things you're thankful for. The hymn writer said in our hymn book 504, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Give you a few more seconds. Their spouses, children. Well, hopefully only one spouse. There's spouse, children, homes, health, victory over problems, grace to go through when you don't have health. There's the strength that God gave you through the loss of a loved one. It's endless. There's no wrong answers here, but and you can stop whenever you want to. But take that list and stick it somewhere there. If you got your Bible, got your journal or purse or something, just stick that in there. And I hope you came up with a few that you didn't even think about before you came to church tonight. But my suggestion is that you could do this every day of your life. And many days you'd come up with some of the same ones that you had the day before and the day before and the day before. Hopefully some of them will be on your top 5 or 7. But I think if you did that exercise every day, you'd continually be coming up with things that you didn't even think about. You realize that almost everybody in this room, before you came to church tonight, you did something that there are people in this world that have never done. You flipped a light switch on and almost magically, no, not magic, but almost, the room lit up. There are people that live without that. And almost everybody has indoor plumbing and they don't use the facilities outside. They're using those facilities inside. Almost everybody in this room, you could have had it as pretty well as warm as you wanted it in your house last night, tonight, whenever. And we not only have that, but when it gets hot this summer, we'll also pull the temperature down with air conditioning. We've got so many blessings that we don't even think about them because we've gotten so used to them. But the Bible says we're supposed to be remembering that in everything give thanks. You say, okay, Pastor, we're supposed to be thankful for our salvation. We get that. That's, of course, makes all the difference in our whole existence. Because you understand that everybody that you pass, everybody you pass today, they, their soul, the real them, will live somewhere forever. Eternal life, eternal death, but eternal death doesn't mean that they cease to exist. That just means they cease to be in any kind of love or presence of God. They'll be cast out. So that ought to make us thankful for salvation. And so you say, okay, Pastor, I've got it. We're supposed to be thankful for salvation. And then we ought to be thankful for the countless blessings. But sometimes I just don't feel that thankful. Number three, we ought to be thankful because he commands us to be thankful. You looked at Psalm earlier, but let me read to you back Psalm 100 that we already quoted earlier today, earlier this evening, I mean in the service. But Psalm 100 that we quoted together, and I think Brother Daniel taught from it in his Sunday school class. I preached from it in the morning service this Sunday. Verse number 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Now, before that phrase, be thankful unto him, you could put, you be thankful. Because whenever that command is given, it may not have your specific name. It might not even have a classification of who you are. But it's understood that you are the subject of that command. Be thankful. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. The Bible says not only does he command us to be thankful, but he puts us in an awfully bad category if we're not. 2 Timothy, which is right after Thessalonians, 2 Timothy puts us in some bad company when we find ourselves in an unthankful position. Chapter 3, verse number 2. This is talking about the coming of apostasy. This know that in the last days perilous times shall come, verse number 1. And it's just going to go through all of these things that the wickedness that's going to be unleashed. And you don't have to even look, you don't even have to look in the scriptures. You can turn on the news and find these things. Verse 3, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers. We can see traitors, heady, high minded. That's not necessarily, it is scripture, but it's not only scripture. That's like what's on social media right now. But look in verse number 2. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Of course that's happening. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. For all the young people that see what group we get lumped into when we don't obey mom and dad. But then look at the next phrase, unthankful. That's a pretty rough list of infractions for God to throw in there. God doesn't do anything on a whim, you know. Everything he does is intended, it's on purpose. So he puts in there intentionally, along with those traitors and headies and heady and high-minded, those lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, all those other people, and then he puts those unthankful. So you couple that with Psalm 100, verse 4, be thankful unto him and bless his name. And we know from our passage we read earlier, in everything give thanks. And again, it doesn't say your name, but you might as well put your name before there. John, Steve, Larry, whoever. John, be thankful. In everything give thanks. So not only are we supposed to be thankful for our salvation, thankful for the good blessings that God has put on us, so many we can't count. But if you're not feeling thankful, and you're in a way they say, I just don't feel like I'm in the mood to do that. God doesn't ask you whether you're in the mood or not. He says, do it. I don't know if any of you had a dad like me. Dad wanted us to obey when we felt like it. and when we did not feel like it. Sometimes I think he liked it when we didn't feel like it, because that let him give a little extra motivation. He said, what kind of motivation? He sounds like a motivating guy, if that's what you mean. Yeah, he motivated a lot. But we are commanded. You had dad like I. He wants you to do what you were supposed to do when you felt like it, and he demanded that you do it when you didn't feel like it. And God wants us to be thankful when we feel like it, when we got the warm fuzzies all over, and I can't help myself. I have to lift hands and praise the Lord for what he's done. I'm so thankful. But then he also says, when it's fallen apart, you can hardly lift one foot up and put it in front of the other to make it away from the couch to the table or the next station in life. God says again, in everything, give thanks. In case we wondered about whether we're supposed to or not, he says, for this is the will of God. So we're certainly seeing unthankful spirits, but we as Christians ought not to have it. He commands it. And then just as a little side note, Christ also modeled it. Because over in, I'll just read this to you, Matthew chapter 15, it shows the place when Christ, and he did it multiple times, but when he gave thanks. The Bible says, and he took 7 loaves and the fishes and gave thanks and broke them and gave to his disciples and disciples to the multitude. Christ did everything also intentionally. He modeled what we were supposed to do as followers and believers in him, and he gave thanks so that we would know that we're supposed to give thanks. And so not only does he command it, but just like he always did, he not only commanded it, but he also showed us what he wanted us to do. So tonight, here's what I'd like to ask you to do. We live in a great nation. We live in a nation that is setting aside a day, a season, to be thankful. I already hit you up on that Sunday. If you're going to give thanks, that means you've got to give that thanks to somebody. So we're acknowledging the Almighty just by saying thanksgiving, but that's beside the point. We live in a nation where we set this day aside, but let's not us as Christians need the world to tell us something that God already told us long ago. In everything, give thanks. I'm looking at people that you are not having the time of your life. Some of you are having the worst time of our lives right now, honestly, and I'm not being funny or whimsical. It truly is the worst season of your life. But Scripture commands us, even in that, in that worst time, still give thanks to the Lord. I didn't say it was easy. I just said that's what the Word commands us to do. In everything, give thanks. Father, bless us now is our prayer. I ask you, Lord, to give us a thankful heart. I pray for all of my friends here tonight that you would help us have that grateful, thankful heart. Lord, as Becca sang earlier, when we don't understand, we're going to trust the great I am. We're going to give thanks to you. And Lord, I pray if somebody's in this room and you have rung their bell tonight, you have convicted them, I pray that they would have a little prayer meeting right there in the pew that they're sitting in, or right there on the couch that they're watching this service from. And they'll just have a little prayer meeting right there and ask for forgiveness for being ungrateful and start thanking you. Let the praises start flowing, dear Lord. Please minister to our hearts. Work in us, I pray. And we would certainly give you all the glory for it. And Lord, if there's one that's watching or one that's in this room that's not sure that they're saved, Lord, this could be the best Thanksgiving they've ever had, because they could trust Christ as Savior and be thankful for salvation. And my friends, if you're here tonight, not sure that you're saved, in just a moment we'll stand, and I'll ask you not to stand all the way to your feet. Just come on down. Brother Daniel's going to come, and he'll lead us in something before we leave. But we'd like to take a Bible and show you how you'd be sure heaven's your home. You'd have something truly to be thankful for this Thanksgiving. And if you're here, my saved friend, and God's climbed into that seat beside of you, and knocked on your heart's door and told you, you better be thankful, my friend, don't ignore that. Have a little time with him right there and start being thankful. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Would you stand together as they begin to play something through? And if God spoke to your heart, I invite you to come. The altar is open for you. But I challenge you to have a prayer meeting right there where you are. And thank God for some things. On that list, not on that list, let's thank God for some things. Thank you. May look this way. We don't have time like if we had a church of 20 or so, we would just go around the room. Tell us something you're thankful for before you leave. Thankful for before you leave. Tell us something you're thankful for before we leave. But we don't have time to do all that. But I want us to do an exercise. How many of you right now would say, okay, Pastor, right now I'm thinking of something and I'm thanking God for it while I'm raising my hand. You're thanking God for something right now in your heart. I am as well. Amen. Well, it's been a wonderful joy to be here. If you're traveling, Amy and I will go tomorrow afternoon to Murfreesboro, and the girls will go to Murfreesboro and get to spend time with her dad and her sister and her brother, our pastor, and Jared. And so we'll have a good time together. And I pray that if you travel, we're praying for you for safety and pray for one another. And then we'll have a great time though Sunday as we gather back together and we'll have a good time in the house of the Lord. But Amy and I are going to slip back to the lobby and we'll be there. Our prayers are with you. Have a happy, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy family and be praying for those that are having a tough time this season. Brother Daniel's going to come and lead us in a song to head on out of here on.
God is so good. Let's sing that song she was just playing a few moments ago. God is so good. He's so good to me. We'll go out on this. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He died for me. He died for me. He died for me. He's so good to me. He loves me so. He loves me so. He loves me so. He's so good to me. Amen. Thank you for coming to church tonight. You are dismissed.